So I'm here with some Australian fans in the changeover between innings. And what happened, guys?
Well, we just wanted to take full advantage of the green wicket by getting England in a bat just before lunch so we can get some early wickets and take full advantage of the conditions.
Seems like a good plan. What do you think is going to happen now then? If we've bowled you out for 60 runs, what do you think the return's going to be like?
Well, if we get England 9 down before midday, they extend the lunch break. So, we could well be batting just after lunch, hopefully. And all I'm really looking forward to is the ticket refunds for days 2, 3, 4 and 5.
So who's going to be your bowler this afternoon that's going to do it for you? I say afternoon, before lunch, who's going to be your bowler?
Well, I'm prepared to polish the flash side of the ball and roll my arm over, because I don't think that we could do any worse, even though we haven't even bowled a ball yet. But then again, when you bowled out for 60... Really, it could just be rubbish that gets the wicket, so I'm going to put my hand up.
So what's your name?
Luke.
Luke, the next great Australian all-rounder, batsman, bowler. Are you just going to rescue the whole team?
Well, I represent Australia every Sunday afternoon for the Nepotist Cricket Club, and I reckon I'm pretty good with the bat and ball, but there are no talent scouts at the Nepos matches, unfortunately.
They need to get down there.
Yeah, exactly. But I do have Michael Clark's mobile, so I'll actually give him a call in the lunch break and just let him know that, as always, this is my 186th Australian Test match, and I am prepared at every match for the call-up. Maybe today, not necessarily today, but at the Oval, I could get my chance.
Fantastic. Thanks, Luke.